This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Environmental Protection Agency announced new emissions standards for gasoline today. The goal is to reduce the amount of sulfur that gets released into the air, something the Obama administration has been pushing for since 2010, which in turn brings us to this cost-benefit calculation. The billions of dollars that refiners say they will have to spend to get up to code versus the health benefits that supporters figure will save us far more money eventually. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
Under the new EPA regulations, the amount of sulfur in gasoline will be reduced by two-thirds. Refineries and automakers have to comply by 2017.
We'll get an immediate public health benefit in 2017 when the cleaner fuel comes onto the market.
Janet McCabe is with the EPA, which predicts that by 2030, there will be significant health benefits from the reduction in sulfur emissions and smog.
The standards will prevent up to 2,000 premature deaths each year, 2,200 hospital admissions and emergency room visits, 50,000 respiratory incidences for children.
And nearly 1.5 million fewer lost school and work days. Based on EPA estimates, the price of gas will increase by less than a penny per gallon, and the price of a new car will go up by $75. Oil refineries say the cost increase will be 10 times that. Charles T. Drevna is president of the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers. It opposes the new regulations. Drevna says they will cost the industry $10 billion.
And absolutely, in our opinion, a little or no environmental benefit.
The argument over the regulation is a question of how to balance short-term costs against long-term benefits, an issue that is not without precedent, says Joel Kaufman, a professor of environmental health at the University of Washington.
The refineries went through a similar exercise in the last 10 years.
Kaufman says there's evidence to suggest that reducing sulfur emissions will lead to health benefits in the future.
And that the expense is going to be modest, maybe more expensive than EPA is estimating, but certainly more likely less expensive than industry is estimating.
I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.